This is Spirit of Law Kiddush.
That's right. Okay. So then we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri HaGafen. Right? The regular bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. 9 words. Okay. He said these 9 words are the same as the 9 letters of the name Ben. Okay. The name Ben. The name Ben is the way you write the Shema by Yud Kevav K. Yud is always ascending from Dalet. Then everything is called Maras Hamachpela. It's actually the reason it was Mechadish. That's what the Zohar means in Chayasara. It talks about Maras Hamachpela at a very sublime level. So he says this is the aspect that's called Malchus. You write it Yud Vav Dalet, and then Hey Hey, Vav Vav, and another Hey Hey. That's called Ben. Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Hey Hey is 10 each, 2 times. So you have 20 plus 10 plus 10 is, of course, 40. And then you have Vav Vav is another 12. 40 plus 12 is 52, which is Gematria Ben. So the Baal Shem Tov already says, why is this called Ben? Usually you call every other name according to the numerical value. We call it like Sad, Ma. We do the first letter, like the higher increments, like the tens first, and then the like the single digits next. You write 50, so it should be. So in English we call it the 52 name, but in the Hebrew we call it the 2 and 50 name. You call it the 2 and 50 name. So the Baal Shem says, you don't understand. When you're in this aspect of Malchut, when you're in this aspect of the lowest level, when you need a new light, he said, you have nothing in your own. Zohar said, that's why it's called Maras Machpela, that we explained from Zohar, because Hey Hey means you have to give the Hey vitality. You have to bring Hey in this situation, you're just not connected the way you should. Vav, Vav, give the Vav vitality. Hey Hey, give that vitality. It can represent another level. If it's represented the idea of being happy and not being lazy, that's the first Hey, the lowest level, and then the level of dealing with it's called water's expansiveness, learning how to eat properly, learning how to connect to Hashem and navigate all these different desires a person has. That's the other possibility. And then we have another level of right, Vav is speech. No, Hey, the top Hey is speech, the highest Hey is speech. Learning properly and not slandering people, like learning how to deal with that when you're in a place where it's impossible for me not to slander now. It's impossible for me to learn now. I feel like I just can't. That's the level of the. Maybe it means pushing oneself to learn a little more, to focus more. Maybe it means learning when it's in, you know, in the house. The Rav Shitzer famously says, the Heim Loyal de Drochai, we say in Tilim, it's brought in the Rosh Shabbos, and they did not know your ways. We talk about the generation of the desert. And the Rav Shitzer makes a little, what we call a vertel in Yiddish, a little play on words, and he said, Behein, in at home, lo yodu drocha, if you're going to stay at home, it's almost impossible to learn properly. You can't do anything. You can't. You're immobilized. The Ohio person says, find a place of your own, even if you have like a little place where no one's going to disturb you. Otherwise, how will you learn? People will come and bother you. It will be impossible. So you have to know, how am I going to be able to focus and connect to Hashem? Even there, I once heard what Berlin said. He said, you have to focus. Think, frame yourself like you're Avraham Avinu alone, there's no one else, you just need to bring Hashem, Hashem is your chavrusa. You sit in the house that first year when you're first married, you learn with Hashem. It's a very beautiful idea. And you know, that's really what it comes down to. So there are all these different levels. And you, when you get to Yud, you're okay. Yud is your thought is fine. Just like you have to get everything else together. Get your happiness together, get together dealing with all these different desires we have to deal with, and get the emotional states and get together. Have your speeches, your thoughts will be fine. It comes on its own. So it's A-okay. That's why Yud Vav Dalet, it's all fine. Just get to the thoughts. Don't confuse them. Don't get confused. So those 9 letters, right? Yud Vav Dalet, 3. Then you have another 3 times 3, right? Because each one, I'm sorry, 3 times 2, right? Because each one is 2 letters. Hey, hey. Vav, vav. And another hey, hey. So 9 letters. If those are the 9 letters of Borei Pri HaGafen. Each of those, Baruch, corresponds to the first element, Yud, Vav, Dalet, each one. And we have to shine in from into that, the 9 Yuds. That's what he's going to tell. That's what he's telling us here. He said, this element accepts a much higher spiritual influence. On Shabbos, basically, we can be completely, totally changed. Everything can change. You make kiddush and you're just somewhere else. The whole week is a different week. Everything is different. Everything is completely changed. Completely changed. You're just not the same person at all. Just that one kiddush and you're just somewhere else. That's the idea. That's the, it's like How do you do that? Well, we're talking about it. I hope one day we'll be zocher, but basically, that's what Kiddush is. Kiddush is changing everything around. Everything becomes transformed. Everything you have, each of these elements, you have this Yud, Vav, Dalet, right? The first three is Yud, Vav, Dalet. And then you have different elements. So your thoughts get together, you have connections, you're able to keep your thoughts in line and focus. So again, thoughts are fine, as long as they're not being influenced by who knows what. Person wants an ice cream, so he'll go out of his way to who knows what he'll do. He'll do a chesed, he'll help people just to get the ice cream. Alter Sabakya, you saw them dancing in the yeshiva in Eitz Chaim. These boys were dancing after Shavuos, learning all night. He said, you need to know that sometimes a person can learn all night just because he likes the cake. Let's get cake. And really, what's motivating him? Really? What's driving him? The cake. No cake, no learn. But just the way he's in the stab. And the Rav Israel Melter said, that's ridiculous. That's impossible. So this is the thing. These boys, no way. So you open up Rashi, Mark Cotton. Rashi says, I forgot who it was. He said, maybe he should keep the laws of mourning with his wife. She lost it. His important father-in-law was a very great Talmud sage. And his teacher said to him, oh, maybe what's really motivating you is the, whatever it's called, Rashi says, the cakes, the great cakes and great food they give the mourners. Maybe you just really want to partake of the food. So you never know. He said, if that's possible to say it, a Talmudic sage, it could be for anybody. We never know what's really motivating us. So our thoughts has to do also, there's like motivation, and there's also stuff, lower stuff, that's like really moving our thoughts ahead. We don't even know. Sometimes a person, they're thinking they're very upset at someone. And we don't realize that what's really doing that. It comes down to the hey. I feel insecure. I feel upset because I feel insecure. And I feel I'm in a place that brings a depression and lethargy. That's where I am. And that's really motivating my whole thoughts. Why am I have nothing against this person. I have no problem with them at all. But I'm my security is taking over. I'm just running the show. My whole mind. The thoughts are fine. As long as it's connected. Everything is set up the way it should be. I'm able to look at the person with a good eye, in a good way. Say, okay, they mean it this way. Will work out. What are my issues? What's bothering me? And the same thing with the vav and the k. With the vav and the k. Vav has to do with illicit desires, and it's not only illicit desires. Any desires. What's motivating the person? Again, he wants his cake. He wants his whatever it is, and that's what he wants. We want the pizza now. That's it. That's what's really doing it for him. So he doesn't understand what's really motivating him. What's really really moving him. After all, we'll be saying sometimes you need a practical answer. I mean, a guy comes home. His wife doesn't have supper. He said, that's not a problem. Buy a couple of burekas. Buy yourself a mazonos roll. Eat a little something. If you're hungry, fine. Eat a little something. You may go home and be happy, though. Don't come home. It's not her problem. Okay, she's doing her best, probably. And if she's not, okay, so she's not. It can't be like, rigid. He said, your wife doesn't have to suffer because you're working on your midos and you're trying to be a better person. She doesn't have to suffer for it. It's not her problem. It's your problem. You have to come home smiling. No matter what you went through, no matter what you feel, you see a look in your heart, you say, my gosh, now I open the windows, I'm desperate, I need help, I don't know what to do. Can you go home? Oh, everything's great. You know, that's your job, that's your task. That's our task, that's our job. I have so much to work on, but I have to know, okay, fine. But I have to, don't put it on her, it's not her problem. So that's the, so you have this beginning that's called the bub. So the bub, again, it's what's really moving the person. He wants his ex, fill in the blank, doesn't matter. And the same thing with speech. Speech is the same idea also. Person, he wants flattery, he wants to flatter, he wants whatever it may be, this bechina that's called the hay, whatever, it's different elements. And all of that's driving my thoughts, where I'm going. And then I do my very best. Do my very best. So Shabbos is the time I can fix all these things. How do I fix these things? Because I shine in now a yud to each of these nine letters of Ben. And the Ben, again, like the Baal Shem Tov says, this element of Ben is that because when you're in this state, when you want to advance spiritually, it's not always too easy. You need to push. You need to push a little. You know, I once heard from someone who was a weight lifter. He's a professional. He does weightlifting. He said, you make a big mistake. They think that, you know, if you're in the gym, right, so you need to get used to a particular level. And then when you're used to it, you move forward. He said, you don't realize that this doesn't work that way. He said, you have to push yourself to move forward, and then the 100 sit-ups will become nothing. But if you stick with 100, you'll do 100 with gaspingly, and that's your it. That's it. It doesn't ever just become okay. So you know, it's like it's a challenge. When you do 110, when you do 120, when you get to whatever, 200 is 100 is nothing. He said, you have to like sort of push the limits. Not over, not too much, but you have to push the limits. It's the same thing spiritually also. We have to like sort of, the band is pushing this, expanding the limits of our spiritual koch. It's the things where we need, we're just a child, we're immature, we need help, we have to know that we're, again, Hashem has to give it to us, we can't do it. You're waiting for Hashem to bless. All these four levels, every level that I want to achieve, whatever it may be, these three things get in our way. And then the thoughts also get in our way, because my thoughts are not set up the way they should be. So then everything he doesn't realize. Why are my thoughts always in this place? What's going on here? What's this trying to tell me? So it goes to another thing, getting a little self-awareness. Where am I going? What am I doing? Because we have, it's our choice. What we think of, it's our choice. Totally my choice. So that's Kiddush. Kiddush is Borei Pri Hagafen. I'm bringing in a Yud into each of these elements. Every one of these elements gets another Yud.
When subconsciously, right? You're not doing this consciously.
You don't always feel it. You don't always feel it. The Rizal said you're supposed to have it in mind. But you don't always feel it. You have to, it's not so simple to connect.
So you're adding a Yud to each of these words?
You're adding a Yud to every layer of your soul. Where it's hard for you. Yeah, that's what he says. Every layer of my soul where it's hard to move forward, and I want to just stick to the 100, right? I'm like, I gotta like push through. That's where I'm adding the layer. Where it's the parking ticket. Now I can handle it. It's okay. Why? Because now I have an yud. I have an or. Yud is the B'chin of Chachman somewhere else. Hashem is there. Hashem is there with me. That's what the yud means. The next world was created with the yud. Yud is you're connected to the next world. You're okay. So to put a yud in all these places, and you're fine. And that's what Kiddush by Day does. Picks the person again, so we, you know, that's like such a sad thing that we're not, you need to like prepare like for a few hours and a Kiddush by day and you like sit and like really work on it. It's not simple. At least a little bit, at least review like 2 minutes, how long does it take? A few minutes, just think, what am I doing? I'm going here, it's going to this place, that place. No idea, it's just I want. Yeah. He said, when you take the cup in your hand, you have in mind 14 yuds. 14 yuds, 14, which is gematria yad, which is hand. 9 yuds we spoke already about. He said, and then there's another 4 yuds in the edges. Yep. There are different ways to spell Ekya, the same way, that's the name of Hashem also. Aleph K, Yud K. And it's also Aleph and Aleph K is the same thing as always. And Yud Abdal is the same. The only question is the Hayes. It's very, very easy, actually. Extremely easy. Aleph and Aleph K is the same. And Yud Abdal is the same. So then the question is the Hayes spelled Hey Hey? Is it Hey Yud? Hey Hey Aleph or Hey Hey? That's all. So when you have Yud Vav Dalet, Aleph K, Yud K, right? So you have. When it's the Yudin, Aleph K, Yud K, yeah. All of them are going to have one Yud at least, right? Yud Mavdalat has to have consist one Yud. So you have 4 Yuds, just Yud Mavdalat. And then the first one is only Yud. So you have Aleph on Pei, and then you have Hey Yud, is another Yud, right? And then another Hey Yud is another Yud. So we have 3 names, that's 3 Yuds. Right, I'm sorry, it's 5 Yuds, my apologies. 3 yuds plus another 2 is 5. 9 plus 5 is 14. That's the yavam you're picking up. What does this ekim mean? Ekim means I will be. It's called, the Arizal says, it's the levush. It's the garment of the Shem Hava. Because we need to imbue the Shem Hava. We have the ability to connect to a light illumination from Hashem. I have to bring it into action, into like yearning to become somebody new and to improve myself. That's the ekim here. And that's what we can do in Kiddush. The exact same idea. I have this Bechina, it's called I am preparing myself to be somebody else, somebody different, somebody better. That's why the Rebbe says you do not be old. No old. I don't care if you're a chassid, I don't care if you're a tzaddik. Not allowed to be old. You're not allowed to be old. To be new, fresh. You're called fresh. Fresh and new. You're not allowed to be old. Because you're supposed to be moving forward. Yeah, you're not old. To be new, fresh. It's our choice. We have to. We just make a choice.
Every time we do Kiddush.
Every time we take a breath, actually. But at least every time we do Kiddush. Just be totally fresh.
The 5 yuds, where you get them?
And the 5 yuds is, again, from Eke. Aleph K, Yud K. We spell Aleph the same way always. Aleph Lamed Pei. Yud the same way always, also Yud of Dal. So if you have 3 times Eke, now the only question is, each one has 2 Hays. The 2 Hays, there are 3 ways to spell the 2 Hays. So now, so far there's 3 yuds. Because you have Yud Vavdal 3 times, that's 3. Because Vavdal is not a Yud. Yud's a Yud 3 times. Then the first one, Aleph Lamed Pei, you go Hey Yud. Yud Vavdal, Hey Yud. That's another 2. 3 plus 2 is 5. So the other ones is the Hey Aleph, Hey Aleph, and Hey Hey, Hey Aleph, Hey Hey. So Aleph Lamed Pei is the Aleph. Then Hey Yud is a hey, yud of dal is a yud, and then hey yud is not a hey. Or it's alpha and pei, and then hey aleph, yud of dal, hey aleph, or alpha and pei, hey hey, yud of dal, hey hey. That's all. That's basically what we said. That's to do with changing a sefer and becoming a different person. Fine. So when you take the cup in your hands, that's what you have in mind. 14 yuds. Yud dal yad. I guess we'll stop here. See you next time. Good start position.